This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
This is potato and corn. So corn's in the English corn in the shops now. So I just boiled a couple of cobs, took them off here. But I'm going to do a fried potato and corn taco. So spuds in first. So these are cooked.
Remind me what a taco. Taco is a crispy shell.
A corn flour tortilla. Yeah, you can get those taco shells, but that's
kind of bent over.
Yeah, but a taco in Mexico is just a corn. I'm using corn or a flour tortilla.
Right.
So it's a big soft flour one. And
right.
So in there, the cooked potatoes and some red onion or white onion, a bit of salt. And the thing about it is, too, is, you know, this is a good way of using up leftover spuds as well.
Mm-hmm.
These are Home Guards, local Home Guards. I think Home Guard potatoes this year. That's another thing. I should have just done you Home Guards and scrambled eggs.
Well, do you know what I had yesterday?
Yeah.
Hash. Ordered it in a place.
Uh-huh.
And it came out. It was wee bits, wee cubes of black pudding, chorizo, red onions, spuds, and a poached egg sitting on top of it. And I thought of you, because I remember you making that one time for breakfast years ago.
Aye.
It was to die for.
And do you know, the black pudding here is great. We've got a couple of people doing lovely chorizo here now. Right.
So you have the corn in the pan with the spuds. Spuds have been boiled already.
Yeah, and we're just thinking, start to get a wee bit of smell there, John. And then just a flavour here, just a tiny bit of cumin, which works well.
For Mexican grub?
Yeah. You can smell that already there. Lovely. So we're not, and a bit of garlic, because we all like garlic, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like garlic, no, leave it out. Don't need a ring. Right. There we go, and look, you get that nice smell now, garlic, cumin, spuds, lovely, bit of corn.
Now what's that there down on the right hand side? It's something you've chopped
here,
up, this dark
is the
looking.
One. These are chipotle chilies, so those are the smoky ones.
Oh,
so I just soak them, class. You can buy them, you can get them all over the place now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're dried, and we're just going to, so I rehydrated them with boiling water, and that's them, and that's going into, so this is going to be a bit of a dip for the top, John, just to chop chipotle. And some sour cream.
So no chilli in the taco, the chilli's
in
the sour cream and chilli dip.
That's it. And then this goes back in. I'm going to just put this into a bowl, and then I'm going to fry everything off back into the same pan.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do it right, and it doesn't use a non-stick pan, you don't even have to clean your pan. Look, see, back onto the bowl again. Lovely.
Fantastic. Top
right.
Tip.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to crumble in some feta in here. I think in Mexican food they use a thing called queso blanco, just white cheese. So this is the nearest thing we'll get to it. And then just wee bit.
So that'll be nice salty cheese.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I didn't put too much salt in the mix anyway, because you've got the salt and the cheese. And you know, as well, at this time of year, do you not find, John, if you get a really good spud, you know, like a Home Guard or Sharps Express, you don't even need salt with it. They're just so good. No.
I'm the same as salt, pepper and butter until it comes out your ears kind of person.
Well, So was I.
And to be honest, the idea of leftover spuds would be not a concept I'd be overly familiar with.
I know, no, but there, you know how you do have leftover spuds? You actually cook about six more than you project that you're going to eat.
Yeah.
So if you think, I'm going to eat six spuds tonight, so I'll put 12 on. So that was the kind of house I was brought up in. Always put more spuds on. And if you have, you know, that you always have them. And in case somebody comes, John.
Just in case somebody knocks the door. You see, I grew up in our house. My grandfather, there was a story that my grandfather ate 17 spuds for his dinner.
Brilliant.
So that was kind of something you always felt. It was inspired. Like a burden on my shoulders. It's a legacy that I had to live up to. Right. Carried this all these years.
I folded those over. Just filled them and folded them over in the corn tortilla. And then a bit of oil in the pan. And then these go back in again. And this is actually, do you know what I've just realised, John? This is vegetarian, isn't it?
Totally. Uh-huh.
That's good.
So you're doing that to kind of crisp up the outside, brown it, and then also just finish off that. Oh, look at that.
Just
the wee melting of the cheese in the middle.
See that there? And the feta. The other thing is you don't have to use feta because cheddar would be lovely in this. Even if you just want to do... That's one thing I do have leftovers, John, is cheese. You know, if you have a cheese board.
Yeah.
You always do, don't you? There we are. So that's that. And you know,
that's kind of... This is Mexican street food.
This is Mexican street food. So I'm going to do it on a plate. I'm going to be posh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Right, so... There we go. There's one. There's two. And then just a drop of the sour cream here. Just... A nice couple of blobs.
That's
on
the
top.
Sizzle there.
Yeah. And then just to garnish that, I've some lovage in the garden. I love lovage, but I think lovage and Mexican food because it kind of cools it down a wee bit. And
how
that's,
posh is
but
that?
But just the poshest thing.
Two ever. Tacos, a blob of chili and sour cream dip.
Exactly.
And your potatoes and corn and red onion tacos. And,
posh tacos.
And melted, lovely melted feta. I don't know what to do, whether to lift it or slice it. Should really slice it when I have the knife and fork.
Yeah, slice it, I think.
Oh, here, that's lovely.
There should be just a wee warm hit with the...
Off the dip.
Mm-hmm, and good for you for eating your bit of lovage. Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't the lovage and the spud and the chilli work quite well together? Yeah.
Lovage, spuds, chilli, red onion.
Mm-hmm. Bit of feta.
A bit of corn.
Lovely.
Absolutely beautiful.
There's your lunch.
What would they say in Mexico?
I don't know. Just what the hell do you say? Oh. Bon appetit.
Dos cervezas.
Is it?
I don't know. That's two beers, I think.
That's two beers in any language.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.